One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Paul and Claudia in Paul's studio at the top of the house.
I don't want to frighten you, Paul, but Teddy's in a pretty desperate frame of mind. She came to my house this morning and she was almost hysterical.
What was wrong?
Dad had been talking to her.
Well, I'm going to have an understanding with him about Teddy. She's not going to be crucified every time she comes into this house.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, you have to try Alka-Seltzer yourself to find out how effective it really is. That's right. You can't possibly know how quickly and easily Alka-Seltzer can help relieve acid indigestion, for example, until you try it. So do this. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Then, next time you have an acid-upset stomach, or when something you've eaten doesn't agree with you, take Alka-Seltzer. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, then drink it down. It tastes good, and it makes you feel better in a hurry. And just notice how fast the alkalizing properties in Alka-Seltzer begin to soothe and ease that uncomfortable, stuffy feeling in your stomach. Again, I want to say, if you've never taken Alka-Seltzer for fast, effective acid indigestion relief, try it. If you're not completely satisfied with your first package, your money will be refunded. Chapter 18, Book 81. Teddy's separation from Elwood gradually is involving all the members of the Barber clan. It is late afternoon now, and 6 blocks straight down from the family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, Claudia Barber Lacey has telephoned Paul that she is coming over to see him. A few minutes later, she makes her way up the last flight of stairs which lead to Paul's studio at the top of the house. She pauses a moment to catch her breath and then knocks.
Come in.
Ooh, I'm a little out of breath.
Well, you certainly didn't waste much time getting here, Claude. Sit down. I want to set a match to this fire I just laid. Your phone call came just as I walked in the door, so I haven't a chance to get this place warmed up yet. There we are. Be a bit more cheerful in here in a couple of minutes. Now then, what's up?
It's about Teddy. Nothing's happened to her or anything like that, but...
But what?
Well, I don't want to frighten you, Paul, but she's in a pretty desperate frame of mind. She came to my house this morning and she was almost hysterical.
Hmm. She stayed here in her old room last night, and when she went to bed, I thought she seemed quite calm and reassured. Of course, I didn't see her this morning. She was still sleeping when I left for the airport.
Yes, she told me. But she did see Dad, Paul.
Oh. I suppose he got on the subject of divorce. Of course, I knew the minute he got hold of Teddy that was bound to happen.
She didn't seem to be angry at Dad. Just beaten is the only word I can think of to describe it. She seemed to feel that life had no meaning at all anymore. That she'd made a complete mess of everything and was no good for herself or anybody else.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Claude. She's not going to be crucified every time she comes into this house. I'm going to have an understanding with Dad that so long as I stay here, this is to be Teddy's home, too. And if he can't accept that and keep his hands off, then I'll go someplace else where Teddy will feel that she's welcome.
I don't blame you for feeling the way you do.
Certainly can't go on this way. I think I'll call the hospital right now and see what time Teddy gets off duty so I can...
Paul, I wanted to tell you, she isn't at the hospital.
She isn't? Where is she?
She's gone up to the Sky Ranch.
What?
Yes. That's why she came to see me, to see if it'd be all right if she went up there.
I don't understand. Why the Sky Ranch?
She said she wanted to get away someplace. She thought it might help her to be off by herself.
She went up there alone?
That's the way she wanted it, Paul. She drove up right after lunch. I called old Ben and told him to turn on the furnace and get the place ready for her.
What about the hospital? She's supposed to be on duty today.
Well, she reported in, and apparently she was so shaken they gave her a couple of days' leave. So then she came over to my house to find out about going to the Sky Ranch.
Oh, I see. What's your number up there at the Sky Ranch, Claude? Almar or something?
Mm-hmm. Almar 96011. You going to call Teddy?
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm going to drive up there. But operator, I want Omar 96011. That's right. Imagine she must be up there by now, don't you think so, Claude?
Oh, yes. Of course, it's been storming, Ben said.
Excuse me. What operator? Oh, my number's Waverly 6416. You're welcome. What'd you say about old Ben?
He said it snowed there last night.
Oh, must be beautiful. Very Christmassy.
Mm-hmm. Ben was quite excited about it. don't get snow there every year, so it's kind of an event when we do. Nicky and I are going to go up for a day or two right after the holidays.
Good. If I go up tonight, suppose Teddy and I cut some Christmas trees for everybody tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
I can hear them ringing on this wire. Wonder why there's no answer. Wouldn't think Teddy'd be out anywhere.
Not at this time of day. It's dark as pitch up there by now.
She may not have got there yet. Had to stop someplace on the road.
Yes, but old Ben would be around. Of course, the poor old fella's getting so deaf
that... hello. Is that you, Ben? This is Paul Barber. No, Paul. Yes. Oh, fine. Is Teddy there yet? Oh, she did. Good. Where is she? I say, where is she now? I'd like to speak with her. All right, thank you. We've gone out to get her. Said she'd gone for a little walk in the snow.
Oh, poor Teddy.
Said she hadn't gone far. Just wanted to walk around the place and see how things looked. Been a long time since Teddy's been to the Sky Ranch. It's probably bringing back many memories being there.
Well, I do hope you'll be able to go up and be with her, Paul. I think it'd be terribly lonely for her wandering around by herself.
Well, I'll leave right away. Unless she'd prefer to be alone.
I'm sure she wouldn't. I think she wanted to be at the Sky Ranch because it seems like home to her in a way. And she just didn't feel that she could come here, that's all. She's reaching out for some kind of tie. And if you could be there, it'll help her so much.
Well, she's going to have a home from now on, or I'm going to know the reason why. This business of... Hello? How are you, Teddy, darling? Aren't you about frozen? Oh, Claudia's here, and she told me that you'd gone up there. Yeah, I have a wonderful idea, Teddy. Suppose I drove up tonight... Now, wait a minute. I'm not putting myself out or anything of the sort. Oh, I want to come. Yeah. Well, I'll leave as soon as I can throw some things together. I thought tomorrow we could go out and cut some Christmas trees in the snow. Yeah, just the way we used to do when you were a little girl.
I haven't done anything like that since I was about 12. Oh, it'd be wonderful, Paul. Yes, Ben and I'll have an enormous fire going when you get here. He just put another big log on. It's so warm and cozy here. All right, I'll wait up for you. You don't know how it helps to feel that I'm still loved. Yes, Paul, I know that. And I'm so glad you're coming. You don't know. All right, bye. Oh, Ben, it isn't such a terrible old world after all, is it?
Coming up, is he? I say the Major's coming up, is he?
You're the only person who still calls Paul Major. You know that, Ben?
That's so. He'll always be the Major to me. I called him that for a good many years now. Habit, I guess. Get to be my age, pretty hard to break yourself of something you get used to. I say when you get on in years, you get into the habit of something and it's easy to break it.
Well, don't change it because I like it.
That phone call sure made a difference in you, young lady. You ain't the same person that arrived here an hour or so ago.
I'm afraid I was pretty low when I got here, all right.
What say?
I said I was sort of depressed when I arrived.
Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Never can remember your married name. Gittings, that's it.
Gittings, Ben. It's spelt with a D.
Spelled with a G. Yes, that's what I said. Gittings. Dentist, ain't he?
Yes.
Like to meet him sometime. Oh, he'll be coming up next summer, I suppose, but you tell him he's the only one who ever married into the Barber family that old Ben didn't kind of look over first. I say, tell him old Ben didn't pass on him yet, and the marriage ain't official till I do. Yeah, just joking. Have to have our little joke now and then. Red-headed, ain't he?
What?
I say, your husband. Seems like somebody told me he was red-headed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, nothing wrong with red hair. I remember when Pinky was a little shaver. Cutest little fella you'd ever want to see. His hair's red. Of course, if you have a boy, I hope he won't turn out to be quite as fresh as that young Pinky. Oh, not that I don't like the lad. He's all right. But you take his brother now. Henry, Hank as they call him. He's got the makings of a fine citizen. Steady and quiet-like. I watched all of you grow up. Interesting to see the difference in all the children. Some I don't see from summer to summer, and the first thing you know, they're young men and young ladies. Now, here, take you, for instance. I'll never forget the first time the Major brought you up here to the Sky Ranch. You were a little bit of a thing then. Well, sir, I never saw anybody prouder than the Major was. He had you by the hand, and he brought you over to the stables where I was working around, and he called me and said, "Ben, I'd like you to meet somebody, if you have a moment to spare." Major always spoke polite to me. Anyway, I go over, and he said, "Ben, this is my new daughter. Did you ever see a lovelier girl in your whole life?" Then he took you up in his arms and kissed you. Ah, he was awful proud of you. Still is. Why, all the time, you were over there in Germany. I never saw him that he didn't talk about you. And here you are married. Don't seem possible. Say, it don't seem possible that all those years could have gone by. Why, it only seems like a year or two since he came up there to the stables holding you by the hand. I suppose he's mighty happy that you're married and got a home of your own. Maybe you would want it that way. Eh? Isn't that right?
Yes. That's the way he would have wanted it, Ben. I wish I could have done that much for him, at least.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. With Christmas just 5 days away, you'll want to check your Alka-Seltzer supply and make sure you have plenty on hand. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. And say, friends, have you tried Alka-Seltzer for fast, effective headache relief? Well, you're missing out on a mighty good thing if you haven't. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain-relieving agents, sodium acetyl salicylate. In Alka-Seltzer, this wonderful pain reliever is ready to go right to work to help relieve your headache, to help you feel better in a hurry. All we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Yes, next time you're feeling logy and miserable with a headache, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in water, then drink this sparkling solution. See how soon you begin to feel better. I repeat, all we ask you to do is give Alka-Seltzer a try. If you're not satisfied with that first package, you get your money back. That's Alka-Seltzer in the friendly blue and white package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Well, think I'll be getting on up to my quarters. Left plenty of wood there so you can keep a good fire going till the Major gets here.
Thank you, Ben.
I'm mighty sorry to hear that your marriage didn't pan out. But you don't need to worry. It'll never make any difference with the Major. No, sir. You could commit a murder and he'd love you just the same. And that goes for me, too.
Friends, you don't need to be one of the millions of people who feel dull, pepless, below par, or who have poor appetite, poor digestion, or jumpy nerves because of lack of essential vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins give you complete protection. They furnish your requirements of not one, not two, not three, but all vitamins known to be essential. So don't let lack of vitamins handicap you. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day and make sure of your vitamin health. Remember that name, One-A-Day brand, the kind in the blue carton with the big one. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Paul Speaks His Mind, Chapter 19, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.